This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The owners of the shuttered Return to Nature funeral home in southern Colorado now face federal fraud charges. John and Carrie Hall Ford were indicted by a federal grand jury last week and were arrested in El Paso County Sunday on the new charges. The couple's charged with taking thousands in customer money for burials and cremations, but not performing the promised services. They had been free on bond while awaiting trial on hundreds of counts in state court. The building where they stored bodies is scheduled for demolition beginning tomorrow. A bill to ban the sale of so-called assault weapons in Colorado cleared the Democratic-controlled House on Sunday. CPR's Ben Berkland has more.
Under the bill, businesses and individuals would no longer be able to sell or transfer these weapons, but current owners would be allowed to keep their guns. Democratic Representative Judy Immobile represents the district in Boulder where the King Soopers shooting occurred.
This is going to make a difference. All of the things we have done are going to make a difference. We're going to save lives, and we're going to change the culture.
Eight Democrats joined Republicans to oppose the bill. They say it's unconstitutional, ineffective, and would make the state less safe. The proposal now heads to the state Senate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A spring snowstorm is beginning to impact Colorado's mountains. The storm is expected to bring heavy snow this afternoon and overnight to areas along the Interstate 70 corridor. Travelers should be prepared for slick and dangerous conditions with blowing snow likely. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06. Stay with us.